And a bill that would have allowed terminally ill patients to end their lives has failed to pass in the Maine legislature. Though the Death with Dignity legislation narrowly succeeded the Senate last week, the House voted against it today with a wide enough margin to end its chances. But as Patty White reports, supporters say they'll try again and may bypass the legislature.
In her work as a neurologist, Democratic Representative Patty Hymanson has seen patients face tough terminal diagnoses. She told her House colleagues Tuesday that she hears a common question.
So when you or a loved one faces the last 6 months of life, the question that you ask yourself, or I've heard people ask, is the enemy suffering or is the enemy death?
Everyone has the right to choose which option they'd like, says Hymanson, and that's what the Death with Dignity bill offers, she says. It would make it legal for terminally ill patients to get prescription medication to end their lives. The bill includes a number of safeguards, such as requirements that patients meet with a physician twice before receiving the prescription and must administer the medication themselves. But those safeguards don't get around what some lawmakers, like Republican Representative Beth Peliquin Turner, see as a more fundamental problem.
Our actions here today will send a message across the state about the value and dignity of all human life.
That message, says Turner, is that life is not valued. Republican Representative Deborah Sanderson agrees.
Enacting this bill could encourage people with years or decades to live, to throw away their lives instead of getting proper treatment.
Beyond shunning treatment, some lawmakers, like Republican Representative Stacey Garin, see the Death with Dignity bill as having more nefarious consequences.
Because it gives family members or caregivers more opportunities for abuse, creating an environment in which elderly people may feel pressure to opt for a lethal prescription rather than being a burden to others or their family.
But supporters of Death with Dignity say it's a carefully crafted law that prevents coercion and instead, says Democratic Representative Christopher Babbage, offers freedom.
Freedom to control one's own actions. That's what freedom really is.
The question of whether a patient should be able to choose to end their life has come before the Maine legislature a half dozen times since 1995. This year, the Maine Medical Association changed its stance from opposed to neutral. When Democratic Representative Dylan Bates urged lawmakers to support Death with Dignity, he cautioned them from pushing the matter into the future once more, because, he says, some Mainers are suffering now.
I believe it's really important that we address something to protect these families, to protect the memory of their loved ones, and to honor their final wishes if that is the route that they so choose.
But after an hour of debate, the House voted 85-61 against the bill. Republican Senator Roger Cates is the lead sponsor.
This is one of those areas I think our constituents may be out a little bit ahead of us as legislators, and we'll just have to see if Maine eventually might adopt this concept.
Cates will be termed out before he can sponsor the legislation again, and he hopes other lawmakers will make another attempt. But the executive director of the Maine organization It's My Death says she's lost confidence in state lawmakers and will look toward possibly bringing the issue to a voter referendum. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.